You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In the end of this expansion, we have a pasuk. It says, Vayelech Esav el Yishmoel. Esav went to Yishmoel. Vayikach es machlas bas Yishmoel ben Avrom. Achois nevoya v'noshal el Yisho. He went to marry Machlas, the daughter of Yishmoel, and to add her to be his wife. The Rashi says over here that, what are you coming to tell me over here? Says Rashi, long Rashi, Cheshbon, the life of Yaakov, you know. He says, V'lamadnu mikan, shenitman beveis eiver yudal shana. You see from here that Yaakov Avinu was 14 years after he left the house of his parents. He was 14 years learning in the house of what's called the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Aver for 14 years. And you know that from this cheshbon of how do you, with the fact that the Esav went to marry this time Yishmoel, and Yishmoel died. How do you know Yishmoel died? Because it says they married Machlas, who was the sister of Nevoyas. Why I told me the sister of Nevoyas? Because the father died, so Nevoyas is the one who arranged the marriage. And therefore, from here you see that when Yishmoel died, and it's based also on Rashi and the Parshas Chayesor, it says how long Yishmoel lived. You learn from here that Yaakov Avinu was 14 years in base Shem Ve'Aver learning. I have a few questions I have to understand over here. First of all, why you learn the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu was in Shem Ve'Aver, you learn it from the fact you know that Yishmoel died. The life of Yishmoel, the life and death of Yishmoel, teach you that Yaakov Avinu was 14 years in Shem Ve'Aver. Is it a coincidence that that's the place where you learn it from? Obviously not. So what is the connection between the Misa of Yishmoel, the death of Yishmoel, and the fact that Yaakov Avinu was 14 years in Shem Ve'Aver? Furthermore, it says over here, what it says over here, you learn from the Yishmoel died, but that is connected to the fact that Esav went to marry a daughter of Yishmoel. How does this connect to this mix? Yishmoel dies, Esav marries his daughter, Yaakov Avinu goes 14 years to Shem Ve'Aver. That's all in this pasuk. Why? What's the shaychus? What's the connection over here? And to add to that, what is Yaakov Avinu going now 14 years to Beis Shem Ve'Aver? I mean, he's running away from Esav. But he's going now, he's listening, as Rashi points out, he wasn't punished for the fact he left his parents for 14 years to learn. He's on the way, as his parents told him, to go find his wives. So why does he go now to Beis Shem Ve'Aver? Why didn't he go before? Why didn't he, L'chori, he was Yoshev O'Halim. When Medrash tells Yoshev O'Halim, it says O'Halim Shem Ve'Aver, Chazal tells us. So he was there maybe before. What is this point of time that he's going now 14 years to Shem Ve'Aver? What is the significance? Why it belongs over here? And finally, we'll end the questions with a diuk in Rashi. Rashi tells us, "V'lamadnu mikan shenitman bebeis eiver abayis hashana." Beis eiver, beis shem ve'ever should it be? No, we know it's called yeshiva shem ve'ever. So Chazal tell us already that no, shem already was nifter. Shem died right before Yaakov Avinu came to learn. 14 years. So when Yaakov learned 14 years in this place, it was only Aver, not Shem. That's what Rashi points out. Lamanu Shinun Beis Aver Yudal Shana. It was 14 years in the yeshiva of Aver. Wow. What's shot in that? I mean, technically, Yishem died. But obviously, there's some message that we're trying to tell over here. Yaakov learned Bidavka now by Beis Aver, under the leadership of Aver and not Shem. Right? He came right now when Shem was Nifter, now he's coming to learn by Aver. What's the emphasis that Yaakov Avinu learned by Aver? So to understand all that thing, there's a mahalach, which I share with the Olam, which I think a new light, sheds a new light on this topic, which seems to be a little bit, you know, in the darkness of the parasha. In the end, Shem Ve'Aver, nobody sees it. What's exactly going on over here? Nachzor v'nishne sugya. I want to learn together again a topic that we did discuss in the past. We touched upon it from different angles, and we'll try to get back to that sugya from the angle of this parasha. Chazal tell us that there is two main kfiris in the world. Two main ways to call it schools of kfira, of groups of people in the world, and how they treat the avodas Hashem, the avodas Adam. What is the group that says, really nothing's happening over here? We're not creating anything, we're not establishing anything, we're not doing anything of importance. This world is just there's nothing really here. Nothing really here, and the Adam has nothing to do. The other school says the opposite. The Adam, this world, is so powerful, is so great, that we can do whatever we want. We have such power that we have the ability to control the world beyond kivyachol, what everyone wants. We spoke about this last year, Parshas Noach. If you want, you can find the shir in Torah anytime. That it says dor hapalaga and dor hamabul. There's two doris, which they are the ones called the first ones, first major generations of kfir in the world. What did Dor HaMabul do? Dor HaMabul said, the Adam is insignificant. Gezel, Arias, etc. They didn't have any chashivas to a Tzuras Adam, any importance to what a human being creates. There's no importance to this world. This world is just nothing. And their punishment was appropriate. This world became really of no significance. There's a flood of water. Dor HaPalag, what do? They went ahead and they built a migdol, v'reishu b'shamayim. They created this tower to fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You believe there's Hashem and you still can fight them? And the answer is yes, we're so powerful, we can do whatever we want. That's the two main kfiras in the world. We said also, that is what name of the Goyen is brought down, that the pasuk that says, Eile Barechem Be'ele Basusim, Anach B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskir, refers to these two groups. Eile Barechem are the people that feel we're so powerful, we're so awesome, we can do whatever we want. Barechem, Loshon Roichem, we're running the world. The Eile say, we're Susim, we're just horses, we're not really doing anything, no significance over here. We combine both together. That's not the topic today. But that's are the two groups that we have over here. Moshe Shapir is a tzaddik kodesh levocha to say that really this is the chiluk with their nuance, with their angle of the difference between Yishmael and Esav. We learned last week, spoke about Yishmael, and we said, in the name of Ramayisha, that what was Yishmael, what is the ultimate issue with Yishmael, is that Yishmael does not take reality as reality. The Mitzias is Einu Nechshav. They mishtachave le'afa regleim. They bow down to the sand, to the dust. I mean, this world is nothing. And we expanded upon it last week. Yishmael, the one also that is shotuv bezim or barayis and begezel yadu bakol v'yad kol boy. They're the ones that take away the significance of what Adam does, significance of this mitzias, and they go ahead to say what the dor similar to dor amabul. Esav, on the other hand, is the one who represents the people who say, we are so important. Al-Khar b'chatichi, he lives on his sword. Because anybody who tries to take away his space, this is my space. This is my place in the world. These are the two things. Yishmael is called the psoilus of Midas HaChesed. As we explained once, the chesed of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kadosh Baruch Hu bestows good in the world. And when there's too much good, the world has no shpatel and rov toiva and yochim lama, as Chaim Magel said. Too much good in the world cancels the whole cuts of the world. That's where Yishmael is standing. Chesed doesn't have any significance for the one who receives it. He's the psoilus of chesed. He's the dirt of chesed. He's the wrong aspect of chesed. Who's the right aspect of chesed? Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu is the one who says, Adirabah, as we spoke about in the Shir, Parshas Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu is the one who brings to the world that Adirabah, Odom has Cheshivas. Avraham is in Gematria, the numeric value of Ramach, 248, the number of limbs that a person has. He has Shleimus Haguf, the completion of the body. He has the one of Yismillah. He's the one who thinks the world to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu is the one who says this world has significance. Adrabah. Esav is the one who's called the psoilus of Midas Hadin. The psoilus of Midas Hadin means din is that things are very exact and very accurate and are limited to what we see right in front of us. Shmuel Esav says, the din is, who's the din? What do we see in front of us? It's me. And I am the one who controls, and anything which is not exactly like I want is out. The tikkun of Midas Hadin is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu takes the din, that what do we have over here? All you have is, wherever you are, you're mevatel yourself to the real Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Esav takes a Metzias of the world, it's me. And Yitzchak says, the Metzias of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is the Metzias so important that I have to be here because it's me? Or the Metzias is so important because I have to be here for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the difference between Esav and Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu and Esav, the Psoilus and the Psoilus. That's where Yishmael and Esav go to these two corners. The Lashon of these two schools of thought, they're a Mavel and Yishmael on one hand, they're a Pelago and Esav on the other hand, is called, as the Mekubalim explain it, it's called Koifer Be'ikar and Koitzetz Benetios. Koifer be'ikar means he's koifer in the ikar. He is denying the main purpose of the world. Ikar ikarim. The main thing, the world has a meaning, the world has a purpose. Koitzes benetias means I have a world, but I disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I disconnected from its roots. Koitzes benetiot. You're cutting off the tree from its roots. This world has its own. Its own malach is not connected to above. Yishmael is Kofer Beikar, belongs to that group. Esav is the one who belongs to Kritz Vinicius. Yishmael is the one who says the Bria is really not, is not here. There's no purpose for this world. No, we don't really create anything. And Esav says this world is so important and so great that it stands on its own. It's me. Then I'm the one in the world and have no connection to anything else. These are the two sides. There's two limudim, two things, two, let's call it topics, or two toiris. The one in the world, me'azu me'olam. The one in the world from the beginning, from Adam HaRishon, from Avraham Avinu. And obviously, now that we got Torah, obviously we got Torah, these things are embedded and are included in the Sisri Torah and the Oymek of Torah. These two topics of learning is what the Gemara in Chagiga speaks about. We have something called Maisa Merkava, and we have something called Maisa Bereshis. Maisa Merkava, the words mean thinking about the Merkava Kivyoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chariot. Ma'aseh Bereishis speaks about how the world was created. The Moshe Zechet Tzadik Levracha used to say, the Ma'aseh Merkava refers to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Roichev on the world. How the whole world is really a chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekesh Baruch is creating the world, and everything is being munah, being planned through him. He is the boire. He is the creator, and the world is always creator. Right? He is the one who's running the show. He is the roichev. Ma'ase Merkava. The limud of Ma'ase Bereishis is the limud of how this world is being, and at the end of the day, how things in this world are going. The Ma'ase Bereishis means the actual creation of the world. Not only in Sheshes and Me'abriah, but as we go through the Bria, where is it going to? What's happening? What's the Ma'ase happening down here, and how's it being implemented through the Hanogah HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So to speak, Ma'ase Merkava is the depth of how the world is really being a creation of Hashem and connected to Hashem. And Ma'ase Bereishis is how the world is being run as a Mitzias from the Hanogah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boyer u'manik. Boyer is creating it, manik is leaving it. These are the Ma'ase Merkava, Ma'ase Bereishis. If you think about it, Boimik, these two limudim are connected, these two schools of thought, the two koifer. Ma'ase Merkava says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is roichem and abriah. You're not the roichem, as Rav Magoyan says, el barechev. You're not the roichem. The roichem, the real roichem is Hashem. The Ma'ase Bereishis says, you think the Metzias is nothing? No, the Metzias is very important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and there is, every part of this Metzias is another implementation of the world. As we mentioned last week, that the Stagat Barais of Bar Alma with Avnezer says that the world is really at the Torah. Every point over here is another implementation of how the Ratzon Hashem is coming to the world. So the Ma'ase Bereishis takes away the Yishmael, so to speak. The Ma'ase Merkava takes away Esav, school of thought. Throw down in Chazal, I believe in Sefer HaZoyah, that Shame and Aver, there's two people, they ran a yeshiva. Shame and Aver, two tzaddikim, one that survived. What was the difference between Shame and Aver? It says that Shame was teaching the Torah that belonged to the Pnimius, and Aver was teaching the Torah that belonged to the Chitzonius. And the way it's brought down in Sfarim, and based on what we're learning now, it really connects these two things. Torah Pnimis means what's the inner character of the world. The Ma'ase Merkava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Chitzonis is how the things are implemented L'Ma'ase. Ma'ase Bereishis. The way Sefer Chassidus bring it, it's brought down in Baal Tanya. Right down in the Shem Shmuel speaks about it, that the way they call it is that Torah, that Shem is Torah Shebechtav, taught Torah Shebechtav, and Aver is Torah Shebaalpeh. And for what we, or the purpose that we need, it connects well. Torah Shebechtav is what? It's Kivyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. It's a Torah Kivyoch Hashem. It's the Dibur Shemokim, the connected Ma'ase Merkava. Torah Shebaalpeh is how it's implemented by us, by human beings. How do we explain? How do we understand it? That is the Ma'ase Bereishis. These are the two elements that we have over here. So if you think about it, Shame is dealing with Ma'ase Merkava, Torah Pnimis, Torah Shebechtav. He's the one who is standing against Esav. If you realize, the beginning of the parasha, we mentioned before, the end of the parasha, where did Yaakov go to learn in Beis Aver? But in the beginning of the parasha, it says that Rivka went to ask a question. She didn't know what's going on in her womb. And someone had to tell her that Shtei Goyim Bevitnech, you have there Yaakov and Esav. You have Esav there too. Who's the one who said that? So as Rashi says, says Rashi, Lebeis Midrasha Shel Shem. So the Mefarshim bothered over here, right? He says Shem and not Aver. They're both alive. The Medrash says Shem Behavior, they added it here in the new Tfusa, they added the word Behavior. The Rashi, the original Tfusa, says only Shem. And according to what we're learning, it makes a lot of sense, because Shem is the one who figures out Esav. Shem is the one who's standing against Esav. Shem is the premius of the world. He's speaking of the premius of the womb as well. Shem is what is telling Rivka, you should know Esav's coming about. That's the other side. Shem, that's what he does. Aver is the one who's dealing with Maisa Bereshis, with the Torah, which is against Yishmael. And here we get to the Oimek, which seems to be coming out of this Gevaldik Inyan. In the last pasuk that we mentioned, Esav goes ahead and marries Yishmael. Says the guy in Vilna, in Tzavad Etzniusa, why is Esav going to marry Yishmael?
Machlos.
To marry the daughter of Yishmael. Right? He's going to marry Yishmael's family. Why? So the Goyen, the reason is because Esav wanted to connect with Yishmael and to create, kivyachol, a superpower of the two sides of the world. The same way Yavram and Yitzchok are these two sides that combine together. Yavram Chesed and Yitzchok did, and then you create Am Yisrael. They're coming from Yaakov Avinu. Esav says, I'm the psalmist of Yitzchok. Yishmael is the psalmist of Avram. Let's connect together and create a superpower. And says the Goyen, if he would be successful to connect to Yishmael while Yishmael was alive, it would be a big problem for Am Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that Yishmael dies before. So Esav married into the family Yishmael, but Yishmael was already dead, so it didn't create that much of a superpower that it could have been. What's the idea that Esav is going now and he wants to create the superpower? So, just Parsha Pshat in the Parsha, and we spoke about it in length last year. Parsha told us, I'll get into her anytime he has it, I'm sure, so Ben Stur has it too. It says that Esav came to ask the brachas from Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu gave the brachas to Yaakov Avinu. Esav cries to Yitzchak, it says, a bracha lecha achasavi. You have only one bracha. After he begs and cries and yells, because Yitzchak Avinu goes there and gives him the bracha, that he gets also a bracha. So he explained last year, if you want to listen to the shir there, it's very gishmak ha-mahalach, that really Yitzchak told Esav, the Olam Hazeh I gave Yaakov Avinu is the Olam Hazeh that brings to Olam Haba, this world that connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't have anything for you. So Esav says, I'm not interested in that. So he says, okay, so you want this Olam Hazeh for this Olam Hazeh, I'll give you this Olam Hazeh. V'akasher Torid, when Yaakov Avinu is the Duah Veiris, you're going to be in control. You have Olam Hazeh, which is not really important in Olam Hazeh. When Yaakov Avinu is now using Olam Hazeh correctly, that's where you're being in control. But as long as Yaakov Avinu is doing things correctly, he's going to overcome you. Because I gave him the brachas. That's what Yitzchak says to Esav. That's why Esav is so upset in Yaakov Avinu. That's why Esav wants to kill Yaakov Avinu. In a sense, when Yaakov Avinu gets the brachas, he overcomes the powers that Esav has. Esav, based on what we're learning today, is the one who says, I'm so important. I have my own label. It stands on its own. Says Yitzchak Avinu, no. You're not the one. It's Yaakov Avinu who gets the world. You don't have the Metzias. You don't have this world. The world is under the control of Yaakov Avinu. You only have something insignificant. You only have the world, or if Yaakov Avinu does the virus. But you don't really have this world. So Esav is really the brachas that Yitzchak gave Yaakov Avinu, given the power to overcome Esav. So Esav now needs to figure out a way to win Yaakov Avinu. So Esav says, you know what? My power is not enough. Let me join forces with Yishmael. Yishmael is another type of power. It's another type of kfira. It's things which seem to be the opposite. Let's join together, create a superpower, and Yaakov Avinu cannot win. I'm going to go and marry the mishpacha of Yishmael. And with the powers of Yishmael, I'll overcome Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu doesn't have. Yaakov Avinu is the Yeshiva Alim, he's learning Torah. He's the one who's dealing with that. That's Yaakov Avinu. How is he going to overcome Yishmael? Yishmael is, as we spoke last week, Yishmael is even more religious than Yaakov Avinu. Yishmael is so religious, this world is nothing for him. How do you overcome the power of Yishmael in the world? That's what Esav goes ahead to marry in the family of Yishmael. So Watch what happens then. Then Yaakov Avinu needs to prepare himself to be able to overcome Ishmael as well. He has to be able to fight not only Esau, but also Ishmael. Who in this world is the one who stands against Ishmael? Who's the one who's teaching the Torah, which is the opposite of Ishmael? Who's the one who's teaching Maase Bereishis, that's telling you that this world isn't existent, is important? Is important, has its own metzias, it's fighting Ishmael? Who's that? That's Aver. Remember? Shame and Aver? Shame has the mice teaching the Pimas to the mice Merkava, Torah Shebechtav against Esau. But Aver is the one who's teaching the Chitzonius of Torah. He's teaching the Torah that stands against Ishmael. So now that Esau is joining forces with Ishmael, or the complete success, as the Goyen says, but in some ways joining the family, Yaakov needs to prepare for that. So what does Yaakov do? He goes 14 years to learn the base Aver.
How to deal with
it. That learning, he's learning Maase Bereishis right now. He's learning the Metzias of this world. And just to add a tidbit to that, which I can't go into too much, it says in Chazal that when he learned 14, he was 14 years base Aver, that's what prepared him to marry Leah and Rachel, Rachel and Leah. And as we spoke about last year, and hopefully we'll get back to this year, is the idea that the marriage of Yaakov to Leah and Rachel is taking away the powers of Esau as well. So Yaakov Avinu is preparing himself to be in this world, fighting that great Esau who took on marriage to Yishmael. He needs to prepare. He has the brachas of Yitzchak to fight Esau. He's still missing the courage to fight Yishmael. That's why he goes 14 years with Esau. According to that, we have an understanding, we have an answer to all the questions. The last pasuk of the parasha tells you that Esau married Yishmael. Right now, here and then, why we ask, what's the significance of Esau marrying Yishmael? The answer is, now the Yaakov Avinu got the brachas, Esau needs more power, he marries Yishmael. Yaakov Avinu then goes 14 Shem Eber, it's not according to the belongs over here, because that's how you prepare to fight Yishmael. And that's why, how do you know the 14 years of Yaakov Avinu Beis Sefer? You know it through the life of Yishmael Davka. When you know the life of Yishmael, you know that Yaakov Avinu was 14 years of Beis Sefer. Because Yaakov Avinu was Beis Sefer to fight Yishmael. It's Hainuach. The life of Yishmael is what Yaakov Avinu did. And the fact that Yishmael died, you can hear the Goyen, is that he didn't have to fight so much, because if not, it would be very terrible if Yaakov would marry Yishmael while he was still alive. So, without the death of Yishmael, and the death of Yishmael is where you learn Yaakov Avinu was there. And Rashi tells you that he was 14 years of Beis Aver, the Beis Aver Davka. In the house of Aver, that's the one who teaches you the Melchama against Yishmael. We end this parasha, Yaakov Avinu goes ahead with the brachas that he gets from his father to fight Esau. With being nitman of Beis Aver, the 40 years of Beis Aver to fight Yishmael. And now he has the koiches to go in and build Am Yisrael and to be oime, to stand against the oive, the oyev and the soine, the two powers of the world that stand against the Kodesh and against Am Yisrael. And that's how he starts the journey, which ultimately Be'ez Hashem will get to the end, where there'll be an end to Yishmael, and an end to Esau, and Yaakov Avinu will come to the Menucha B'Shalom.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.